has. I have a citation of Rabbi Avraham ben Arambam, who quoted his father, who quoted the Rimi Gash, and it's here. Instead of having to look for it in other sources, it's right over here. It's in the second column in front of you. The last paragraph. The particular thing he's discussing over here is opening up a soda can which has, look on top, Pachiyot Shtiyash Yesh Baroshan Simun Asher Nitan L'Potcho Ayadei Meshichas Tabas Notz and Pesach Noah. Remember, it's not just, it's a very specialized shape. They still have it, right? Pepsi, Coke, they still have those cans with the, it still exists. Yesh Ha'osu L'Potcho Ayadei Meshichas Tabas Chashash Yisrael Asiyas Pesach, which is not already right now. U'mishom Olech Es Mechatech V'yesh Yitiru B'zeh. Last paragraph on this page. Uleyesh Ladan Tamnosam Shalyabazisha Mechadat Rapi Mashkat of Rambam, Bishem Rabbo, Muva Betchila Seva Masa Rakech. The Hard the Ain, it's also made of Prachia, and of Ayan Hamid base. The Hard the Ain, Isa Mechatech, with Mesates Esa Evan, Rak Michael Pat, Toast Esa Kasha, right? Humishu, the Ain Chiu Mechatech Elek Sher Eno Osa Molocha Begufa Dova, Elerak Meser Esak Tsova Osmeha Or. You work with the extremes, then you have a problem with mechatech. Aber mesatei she'osa melacha b'guf forever. Just you're smoothing out the center of the rock. U'masha poneha, eino chayev ela b'shemaka b'patish. V'hainu. T'ashe b'emes osa gam b'pulas chituch v'ashvoya. Shol katzvo so'even. Even though you're doing that too, you're smoothing out everywhere, in the middle and at the edges. You're creating the Evan itself, the stone itself. Obviously, if you're doing the whole thing, the middle as well as the ends. You're not dealing with the extremities. Okay. He's making an opening. Lo yeh b'zayisur mechatech. Av shiyetzir es ha-pesach nasis. Aydei maizah shol nitu karatich ha-sapach min ha-pachis. And here you go off the screen here. Ve'ein ha-osik b'chitach. Forgive me, Hak-tzavos, I'm reading out, which you don't have. Next page. Elev yetzir es yigur ha-pesach. That's what he is suggesting. Ha-chidush. But I wanted to show you that I read to you at the end of the shiur yesterday about Pen, I used to want to be having also to have a miksav, the citation from the, really comes from the Rimi Gash. That's where the original source of this statement comes, and it's quoted by various posk. Okay? And that's the pshat rabosai. Megareid roshe klun sos. You're not doing any malach at all, but gufan. See, there the truth is you're only dealing with the extreme. The kiddush of what he's saying over here is he's taking it a little bit further and say, look, Mesadis is the evidence dealing with the extremes as well. So the answer is, he gives, but that's only an incidental. Your primary work is to smooth the whole thing out. So on that basis, he wants to say, if your primary work is just make a hole in the Coke can or the Pepsi can, the Melo, the fact that it happens to create a smooth and exact Chituch, at a particular point, is considered to be secondary. It's a chiddush based upon the Rimi Gash. Not the Rimi Gash said exactly this. It's a chiddush based upon the Rimi Gash. Fine? Very good. Fine. So what'll happen, according to this, if I have a rock, and the rock is very smooth, it just has, in the corners, things sticking out, and I start chopping them off, that may be an Easter of mechatech, because I'm dealing exclusively with the extremities. With the extremities. Oh. Now the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, if you have, again, I had the Yerushalmi, I don't want to go to the whole Yerushalmi again, but we had it on the board yesterday, kad mikate b'nimaya mechatech. The first from the side of the thing, Moshe, the Korban explained, that you're taking away the little threads which are extending from the items in order to make it smooth. You want to make it smooth? So you want to make it smooth, this is a chiyuv of mechatech, because it's taken from the extremes, as we said already before. So yesterday's big chiddush, which, yes, I'm sorry.
You're saying that maybe it's not mechatech by the cans because that's like secondary?
Correct.
Wouldn't it be like a psik ratio or something?
Very good question. Why we should always say psik ratio over here? So this goes back to what we spoke about a little bit. We're going to come back to it again. Remember we had the Minchas Chinuch, that line yesterday, that mechatech, the kavana to do on a specific action, is a local din. It's not just that, you know, it's a general din of kavana, but that's the machshavas. Or in Kolot HaRikuli, we don't have the skavim as opposed to Eid and the skavim. Here, more than that, if you didn't want to do it along a specific line, it doesn't have a shem halacha in the first place. It is a local exemption. See here too, they're suggesting that if I'm pulling it just to make an opening, it's a local tour, nothing to do with the general din of Eid HaMiskavim. It's irrelevant. If the other Rabbi Yehuda Eid HaMiskavim is us, it's irrelevant. It's a local din. That's what he's driving. Yeah.
I mean, maybe it's not true, but could you say that really when people are opening cans, they do want that specific, like, they don't just want, they want a nice opening.
So you're asking a good question. The question is it true? Are the facts true? You open the Pepsi can. Remember, Pepsi invested millions of dollars to make that exact opening in that particular shape. So it should be able to come out, not too much, not too little, shouldn't cut your lips. But believe me, how much to put in. A lot of money was put into inventing that exact shape. So I think you're right from the perspective of Pesach, which we're not up to right now, but that's a very good reason to be machmir. From the perspective of Mechatech, they're suggesting over here, look, true Pepsi cares a lot about it, but all I want is a drink. I'm just trying to get an opening. I want my Pepsi. I want my jolt of Pepsi or Coke, whatever I want. You know, as much as the cocaine is in the Coke, whatever it is. So I want my caffeine, whatever I get out of it, the sweet taste, whatever. So that's what I want. And I need to get the contents. The fact that it happens to be a particularly smooth line doesn't mean that much to me. That's what he suggested. You can argue the point. Your point is well taken. Very well taken. Okay. So yesterday, the main yisod from yesterday was a different yisod. Not this yisod, a different yisod, which is, again, the question was raised as follows. I saw this in this beautiful sefer called the Torah Samalachas. I'll read it to you from the source that I have over here. You'll hear it later on. Rabosai, it's a on that page Kuf Mem Zayin. In the same, okay. Kuf Mem Zayin. We'll put later on. Let's open up to a Rashi, Rabosai, and have Kuf Mem Vov on the base. Oh, this is Kuf Mem Vov in Shas and Kuf Mem Zayin in this book. Shas comes first. Okay. Kuf Mem Vov on the base. Take a look, Rabosai, in Rashi. Kuf Mem Vav Mem Beis, Rashi de Bamaschil Shema. Shema Yiktom. He'ola min ha'onam. Okay. V'kevan de katme havele kemetaken zi yitanu v'selas beitza lachtos boshina v'lo yitemenu v'mkit mo chayav chakas. Important one, beitza lam gimel. You're making a toothpick. The question becomes, why aren't you chayav mishum mechatech? Here you're cutting at a particular line. Why? Why? And the other way around, Rabosai, take a look at that Ayin Hay in the base where we came from. Let's review again the Gemara. By Megareid, remember the correct years is probably with the Dalal, you assume? So it's by the Mishnah, not with the ratios we have printed. But as it says on the side, Hamagar with Oz Bez and Oz Mahoda. Hamagarid Rosh Le Kunsos, the Shabbos, Chai Mishum Mechatech. Hey, why not Makabe Patish? So you have two actions which seem to be similar. One seems to be only Makabe Patish on the Ayin Hay and Bez. Excuse me, on Kuf Mem Vav and Rashi. One is only mechatech over here in Ayin Hay. So we saw that there's some poskim who say chayv on both. We're making a suggestion now, not that way. It's like goes like this. We had the Rimigash before. When it comes to Misates, okay, the Misates, the question was raised, you're dealing with Gufa Evan. So the question was raised, you're also dealing with the extremities. Right? So I thought that you're dealing primarily with the Gufa, with the extremities, just incidentally. We saw that before a little bit in the Ochel Shabbos. Whatever. He says, no, Rabbi Osai, what is the Mechatech and the Mishnah? Go back to fundamentals. We saw the Rashi and Ayin Heim and Ayin Gimel and Aleph on the Mishnah. One more time, Rabbi Osai, three lines up, the third from Aleph. Mechatzo, l'ritzuos v'sandala. What does that mean? You take the leather, you cut strips, and these strips will ultimately be made, we call Melech HaSa'or. What's the ultimate goal of Melech HaSa'or? Rashi said, Atzadah Satzvi. We know what really what choshim really are, whatever it was, particular animal, and you use the umichsei oros choshim milmala. The Pasuk says in Sefer Shmos that that's what it's made for. It's also to make a leather type of roof. So Rav Osai, you do it in stages. At first, they did make strips. Okay, I'm not an expert in roofing. I said they made it up. So Rav Osai is saying the following chiddush. Mechatech is only chayav dafka when it's not the final stage. Because mechatech and the Mishkan was not the final stage. The final stage is making the roof. So therefore, these strips that you're making with mechatech is not the final stage, then you're chayav mishum mechatech. So therefore, if this is correct, Rebos, you understand very well why Mechatech and Makah B'Padash are mutually exclusive. Can't have both. Because the Makah B'Padash means, boom, the last knock, the final stage. He's suggesting a Chiddush. If it's the final stage, it can't be Mechatech. Mechatech in the Mishkan was not the final stage. So therefore it comes out, Rav Osai, Kuf Memvav, which is the final stage of whatever you're doing, therefore it's Makah B'Padash, and it's not Mechatech. Here, case of the strips of leather, it's not the final stage. And so too, what's this klutzos? What happens to them? Right? What happens at the end of the day to these klutzos? What is it used for? Right? What is it used for? Oh. So we have, before we get back to that, let's discuss as follows. Which cases do we have which are makar v'patish and not mechatech? Rashi kuf mavav in the day. Tosis, Ayin Hay, Mabes. Misatis is Makah B'Padash. It's Makah B'Padash, by definition, it can't be Mechatech. And so too, Rabbi Osai, Kotem Kisim. We saw that's what Rashi quoted. That's Makah B'Padash, it can't be Mechatech. Poseach Beis HaTzavar. My favorite example, Daf Mem Ches, is Makah B'Padash, and therefore cannot be Mechatech. What's Klun Sos? What do you do with it? So right over here it says, look carefully, right over here on the Ayin Hay Amid Beis, on the Garig, Rashi Kun Sos, B'Shabbos, Chai Mishem Mechatech, what do you do with them? So Rabbeinu Prachya says over here, quote, what do you do? Shemitak them also, B'chitzim Shel Eitz, Loseis Olav Chetz Shel Barzel, which means, it's not the final stage. You're taking a piece of wood, and you're going to put on a metal arrow at the end. I'll give another example, Rabbi Osai. Take a look, Rabbi Osai, now, Rashi Mem Vav Omanav, with the same word kluntus is used. Take a look. This means it's kind of a pole. So what's Rashi's example on Mem Vav Omanav, the top Rashi? Top Rashi, end of line two. We're not going to the whole discussion over there. Why? What? We'll come to it later. He says, you take naklite amita, poles of a bed, that's for two sides. But no say klunsa mizer lezeh. You put a connecting beam between the two poles of the bed. It's a horizontal beam. That's a klunas. Umash lecha o'alaleh. and then you put the roof on top of it. Once again, the klutzes is not the final stage. The final stage is adding the arrow, Rabbi Naprachi and Al Gemara, adding the roof, and Rashi's case not Mevav. Oh, it's not the final stage. You understand very well, you're making the klutzah, it's just going to be an Easter of Mechatech. It's not the Gemara Malacha. Missing the chetz, missing the oil. Okay? Question becomes, Rabbi Osai, when your Mesadis is a heaven, why? Heaven is the final product. And heaven is a rock. What do you use rocks for, Rabbi Osai? What are these rocks being used for? Anybody know? Come on. Rabbi Osai, what's it used for? Construction, right? Construction. You take rocks. Evan Yerushalmi, they take rocks, they build buildings from them. Rocks. Smooth them out. So the question becomes, no, if that's the case, why is it not going to be Padish? It should really be Mechatech. It's not the final stage. So he suggests over here something in the Sefer, which I think means as follows. This rock is missing nothing except for other rocks. In other words, they still don't lose many rocks. In the case of the Klutz is missing an arrow, it's missing a oil, some other item. Therefore, it's not considered to be a finished product. It's not Makom HaPadash, it's only Mechatech. But here, it's the other way around. This rock, it's finished, it's done. Yeah, you need 1,000 rocks to build a building, okay, but they just put it together. But the rock is considered to be an independent stage, and therefore it's Makom HaPadash, and for that very reason, it's not Mechatech. That's a suggestion. Not everybody agrees to it. Everybody saw you with the Rambam of 4 yesterday, said you can have both. But there were those who say no. We mentioned already yesterday in the Rashi, and if Ayin Dal maybe hold one or the other. This is the Yisrael which he has over here in this thing. So now we come back to our Orchel Shabbos. If everyone has it, I have one more here. If someone doesn't have it, we have one more. So he's worried about the following thing. This is on the page which you don't have, but it comes directly together with this. Yeah. What about opening a soda bottle, not a can, a bottle. Not to be Dr. Soda, it could be wine, it could be anything. So they have these, what's called a pekak havraga. It's a screw on and off bottle cap. Is that the right way to say it? Best way to say it, right? So the question is, there an Easter of Mechatech in this context? So there were those who say yes, because you're cutting along a specific line. Rabbi Yoshev is quoted as saying, it's an Isser of Mechatech. Here in Os Samach Aleph, what you do have in front of you, Shomani Mea Grishel Yashiv. Okay. The last line over there. Chen Osar of Yashiv. Mitzav Melech is Mechatech. Kevin Shenotza Kain Pesach Metuchnan Lefimida. He wanted to answer the soda can, Mishum Mechatech, and it's quoted in his name elsewhere. It's called the Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, that he answered the soda bottle cap, also Mishum Mechatech. Now, there's a big question, Rabbi Osai. If you want to go on the internet and find out if the facts of the Gedolim are right, or what they report over here, there's plastic and there's metal. I read in 2 Svarim that there's a difference between the plastic and the metal in terms of the hishtalshlus, the way it appears. It described that the metal, the cap is only made on the bottle, which I understand to mean, again, I've never seen them in a bottling plant. They take a flat piece of metal and they go, through the assembly line. So you're making the metal cap for the very first time on the neck, if you will, of the bottle. As opposed to the plastic, which is, of course, is a different kind of construction, you make a million bottle caps in a bottle cap factory, and you push them on the top of the bottle as is. You'll tell me if you look on your internet if that's true or not true, because assuming it's true for the moment, So the question will become, how do you chew it? So Rav Yashiv is quoted as saying, doesn't matter if it's metal, doesn't matter if it's plastic, it's irrelevant. It's always going to have an Easter of Mechatech. Why? Again, I'm not sure it applies nowadays, but in the old days, when you left a ring on the bottom, I'm not so up to date. When you open a bottle now, is there a ring left in the bottom or not? Here it is. Mm-hmm. Okay, because it was one time. So Rabbi Yashin says, makes sense. There was a thing. You turned it like this. Obviously, your intention is to make a nice smooth line between the top part and the bottom part. Huh? Anisa Mechatech, one of the Lama Tes Malachis. Shlomo Zalman says, nothing doing. No? Again, Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is certainly a gold mine in trying to figure out Shlomo Zalman's opinion. I'll read it to you from what I have over here. You can look it up yourself at your convenience. This is in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Tes, Ha'ara, in this edition, Ha'ara Chav Zayin. I want to read it to you. It's brief. In Chav Zayin, he's talking about the tiny little sugar packets. Is that the right word to use? I think, you know, they're going to go on a hotel, an airline. They give you, right? It has a perforated line, right? Correct? So it makes it easier to cut there. That's not called mechatech. Why not? So a straight line. It says no. Mashu chotech b'mokam ha-mesuman eino ela kadei shlo yishafei chasukar. I don't want this sugar to spill out. Eino kol kavona shol shimush b'chelkei ha-sakit if he meet them b'suyam. It's going to throw in the garbage. V'chotech shom rak b'pnei sheze yoser noach. It's a different story now. Number one, he's throwing it out. Number two, and he doesn't want this to spill out. And number two, it's easy to cut that plate because they made it perforated. They make it a little bit easier to cut there as opposed to cutting the rest of the bag. That's just in Chav Zayin. Later on, in the same Perek Tes, in Sidkotam, Ayin Gimel, Pkak Havraga Asumi Plastic, Asha Kodam Chiburo Lebakbuk, Hoysalot Suras Pkak Mushlam. No, the internet says, right? Plastic. Do they make bottle caps separate? Not.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's right.
With metal separate.
Metal's also separate?
No, it's different. It depends on the factory.
So some metals are also made separate, you say?
Yeah.
So you have to let me know later. We'll print it out for you. Okay? Muto leposo b'shabes gamim chelko atachton nifrad mimenu im psichaso. He's not worried about mechatech. Why? It's like this. Gam ein bezemish im korea mechatech. He doesn't tell you why. So there are some letters from Shlomo Zalman, some I have on my desk now in the Mincha Shlomo Tinyana. Doesn't exactly tell you why. Just says it as a fact. Makes a couple of marimakonis. Okay? But one of the sources, Rabbi Osai, is in Perek Chav Gimel, Ha'ara Samuel Beis. Excuse me, and these are all according to my edition, probably a couple of Ha'aras earlier in the old edition. The first one was Perek Tes. I had two sources. I had Ha'ara Chav Zayin and Ha'ara Ayin Gimel in my edition. Now in Perek Chav Gimel, Ha'ara Samuel Beis, I'll read it to you. What's going on over here? A person, Nebuch, had no toilet paper. So what do? You do it kalacha yad. Dafka, you should try, you shtadl the kroa, dafka shalom b'mogam ha'nikuf. Don't rip a corner by the perforation. Why? Delihimona mi'isa mechatech. Shekorea nir mefi mida. That's what he thinks, I've known it. But shamati mi'agrash ha'zorabach. You care if the piece of toilet paper is, I don't know, it's 4 inches, it's 5 inches, it's 6 inches, it's 3 inches. You care how many inches it is? Ah, you don't care. Who called that rock by Malcolm Shanoachlo? It's easy to cut there because they made a perforation. Ain't the Shayach Klal and Melechas Mechatech? The Chenish Harbet Dvorim Kaela. Adkan. That's exactly what he said in Paratess. The Chidush from Shlemazal. Rav Shlemazal has Chidush. Rav Yoshev is known as a much more conservative Paisik. That's not for his Mechutin's Chidush. So they went back and forth to the Gedolim and he said this, he said this. And they loved each other very much. And they had different opinions. Rav Shlemazal was at Chidushim. Rav Yoshev was very leery and weary. He has his own Chidushim. But he didn't always subscribe to all Rav Shlomo Zalman and Arba's Chidushim. This one, he didn't accept it. He didn't accept it. He said this is considered Mechatech despite the reasons that Rav Shlomo Zalman had given. Oh. The Ike Nekudah Rav Osai, his father made a Tzosa Shulchan. It's where Avraham Chaim No. We have it downstairs. Kuf Mem Heis of Kotten Vo. Some of the rips, paper Lekroim for Kinuach, the bathroom, not a Mechatech. He doesn't need a particular Midah. Aye, so why is he ripping it? Very simple. If he doesn't rip it, he's used it once and throw the whole thing into the garbage. Pretty expensive proposition. So he wants to keep that roll of toilet paper for 100 different uses. Not that he needs the measurement. He just doesn't want to throw it. He doesn't want to be wasteful. Phew, it's another Chiddush. Reb Chaim No. And he wants to suggest that this is tried in the Mishnah Berurah as well. Take a look, open to our Mishnah. We haven't opened any Sforim today. So we had a Gemara, but let's open the Mishnah Berurah now. Hopefully everyone has a Mishnah Berurah. By now you all have your own. If not, look on with the neighbor. By Sunday, you have to certainly have a Mishnah Berurah. Go home for Shabbos, get one. Okay, in Simen, Shin, Mem, Sivkot, Mem, Aleph. Start there. In Shin, Mem, Sivkot, Mem, Aleph, that's where the Mechaber said it. If you tear paper, you're Metakin Kli. Okay? Umayri b'she'ein makbar al-amidah. Dilav ha'chi, yeshom eshom mechatech. Fine. Dim korea nir l'kroyim delekaneach es atzmo b'hen. All right, to wipe yourself. Well, shalai shet mitadvish. Chayim eshom korea. But not what? But not mechatech. Now, he didn't say over here that it's an issue of makbar and not makbar al-amidah. It sounds like he's saying, even just said before, is the chiyuv of mechatech in this particular case, if it's makbar al-amidah, but not if korea l'kroyim, the kaneach, because then he doesn't care. He just wants to save money. And that's the chiddush of the tzosa shulchan. However, the problem is, in shin chav beis, take a look please, in bir alocha sifei, please turn, this is on the Amar Mekomis. Shin chav beis, sifei, here we go. Shin Chav Beis Sipei. He wants the wise and the Mechatech in this particular case. Okay, he gives the Gemara's example. Solis Silta. He tries to say that maybe it's Biyad, but that's a little bit shver. Of course, in Nishma Soda. Suggest what? You're not makpid al hamida. Let's read it again together, right after the question mark. It's about a little less than halfway down this page, 304. Ba'ulai d'stam kodim l'oriach eino makpid al hamida. Implying that this kind of a case, you know, it would appear that there would be an iser mechatech if he's to get impression that is makbar on the midah, otherwise not, because you don't need a midah. Sounds over here, even if you don't need a midah, it might still be prohibited. That's the question we have to discuss. So let's take a look at Rabosai back to the Orchel Shabbos, since we Xerox copies, I want to use it as much as we possibly can, full utilization. Take a look, this dispute already back into Kotlin Nun Zayin, it's where it starts. What's the Kotlin Nun Zayin? What's it going on? Toilet paper. In Mach, but Alvida Sandia, Shemunya, Nachtok, Sandia, Bukav Yosha, Bechotel, Hashem, the Shem Kap, Mavok, and the Kovim, Asuim, the perforation. Mechatech, who said so? Kimavu Eliel. Mechatech. Look at Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, maybe not. Look at this now. It was already pre-prepared before Shabbos on that line. Remember we saw the lesson in the Rambam? If you're mechaven, you have to take a ruler or do this and be careful. Precision, that's an integral part of the definition of mechatek. Here, you're just ripping, the line was made before Shabbos. Perhaps it's another tzvara why it might not be considered in the category of mechatek. Obviously, if this is true, then it applies to the bottle cap as well, or the bottle, or the can. Cap is tab as well. That was done really before Shabbos. You're just pulling on you're just going on a line which was already drawn for you from before. That's what he says. Chidsh. When it comes to the soda can, there's another svara. Look in the second page, next to the last paragraph. Dasam Shleim Azam Alahatir. Why? Look what he says now. The Kevan Shezork in Mesa Paches Liach Hashimush Ein Ole Hashem Kli for a Tfeil Le Ochel Shebesocha. Okay? And it's like Koreach Osolos Shov a Klipia goes, which we spoke about already before. Hachinami and Shem Hashimush Shal Asiyas Pesach. I understand what he's saying. O Shal Mechatech Bozeh. A big chidsh. I know it's not considered a Pesach, I'm just throwing it out, although we'll see that's a big machlokes. But it's not Mechatech either. It's another Svar of Shlomo Zalman. He throws a lot of interesting Svaras. Again, and then we have the Rimi Migash, which we just saw. All these Svaras of Shlomo Zalman are suggesting to be made. Fine. Now, let's analyze a little bit further. In the footnote which you don't have, which is Samach Beis, gives a fascinating comparison. Again, ein dato nesuna klal al achitoch hanor. This is, you suggested maybe that's not true, but he's assuming. I want the Coca-Cola. I'm not thinking now about the achitoch hanor shenotz of katzvos of kak. I'm not thinking that way. Actually, he's talking here about not the can, he's talking about the nu. The bottom. Ein zekol b'melechus mechatech. Brackets. Kishem sheivenu b'melechus borer. Only kishe'odem. It doesn't apply. Kishe'ein ha'odem mechavelo. Avshu psigresha. Your question. It's a psigresha. No. Mikeven she'en yonah shel ha'melechu hu. She'te'ose mitoch tichnun ukpeda. The whole essence of borer is you're carefully selecting one from the other. If you're not, even though the result is the same, it's a local tour within that malacha. That's an Eidem Eskav of segregation. It's nothing. So over here, remember Ram's expression from yesterday, Mechatech Hazi, Mechavein, you are seeing to it, you with your, I mean, so careful to measure, or to be so whittle it, you have to be careful, you're just pulling. I had to come out of school. Yes, the guy yesterday did a good job and made the preparation here. He's suggesting that's another svara why it's not considered to be in the category of mechatek. That's what he's suggesting. Not everyone agrees. Fine. Then another svara he throws in. Remember, we had this idea of the rimigash. What are you doing? Are you dealing with the guf or with the ktsavos? He has a fascinating story here in Samach Beis. When I hold on to the bottle cap, twist-off cap, I twist it off. What am I holding? Am I holding the guf or am I holding the tzavos? Answer the question, please. I'm holding the guf. So he's oseg the guf, it's okay. That's a chiddush. You're holding the guf, all right, but the chiddush takes place by the ksavos, at the very bottom of that plastic piece, when it separates from the ring that's left behind. Doesn't matter, he says. came she ain't other osteg b'ktsava shel apkak b'etzem apkak is not mechatech according to that remigash. It's a chiddush. You're holding the guf, but it's taking place the separation at the line of the tzeya ha'inyan. To me, it's the chiddush esvar, but he throws it in for good measure. Throws in good measure. Rabbi Yosha will say, come on. Are you kidding me? I'm holding it from the top, but the chiddush is on the bottom. I mean, I'm simulating a conversation that took place. Come on. You're holding my way where the chiddush is. But that's what it says over here in the Sefer over here in the bottom of the next page Shin Samach Dalid. There's another word, and this is something which is relevant to the toilet paper too. Shem Bedera Klal B'Pkokim O'elu for Nasa Iker Achituch. Most of it's been separated. For Ritzua Nisha Mechuberes B'Nekudos Ketanos B'Levad. It's only a couple of dots. Yesh Lodin She'en Melechiz Mechatech B'Nituch Hachibur O'elu. It's another svar. Pashtun svar should work by the toilet paper also. That's what it sounds like. Although he doesn't mention that, I don't think, earlier. Only if it's complete union and you're severing it. If it's 95% already severed, just being held together by the 5%, so then that's not called mechatech either. A lot of svaras argue, but you know, each svar you can argue with. That's where Rabbi Yosha was arguing and said, you're not how to do it. Mechatech. Rabbi Shlomo was Zalman is Mekel. The minigol, I think, is to be made, or some say you should try to do it before Shabbos. Yes, sir?
Can we play the Kud of the Chasanish about the Rashimush?
The Rashimush. That's a good Kud of. Because you're going back and forth, back, you're opening and closing. The question is, how far that Kud extends? Chasanish had a famous Kud, we said it a few times already, called Derech Shimush. It's not considered to be Derech HaMalacha. Perhaps. We shouldn't get carried away with that cooler, but maybe it works in this case. This may be a case where it actually works. Good point. Excellent point. Fine. Let's go a little bit further. There is a yesod that mechatech only applies either an exact measure, the rapin or chanadol, right, zeres, or you need that measure for your functionality. For example, you have to whittle it down to be used as a toothpick, right? Or to insert the arrow in the clonus, in the pole. Or they should all be the same measure of firewood. You don't care if they're all 12 inches or 14 inches, but they all have to be the same. There's a certain functionality that you were, the Alter Rebbe called it, midat srichalo. So the Pasha Pshat I saw in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos, and I wanted to show it to you because it's a beautiful, beautiful Sefer. I'm going to show this beautiful Svar, Binyan Shabbos. Okay? He has a Mechatech in the back. Perek Mem. So in Perek Mem, he has the following Raya to this Yisod. Perek Mem, Siv Gimel. Here we go. You have to be makpid al amido. But it's true. Need not be necessarily a certain number of inches. It could be for functionality. But he quotes over here as follows. Hainuk shim achidosh koshim amido. He quotes the Tzotz HaShulchan. Shim lo yachdach b'mido ein lo toveles mechitot klal. Quotes Alter Rebbe. Remember, he's a Lubavitch, the from Chaim Noah. He was a Heisa Chosid. The whole save is written on the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Just letting it up for the record. Be that Srichala. You need a particular Mida. Okay. Huh? But someone who stopped wants to give his friend something. I don't want to give you the whole thing. So I'll cut in the middle somewhere. That's not Makbar al Midaso. There's no Issa Mechatech in that kind of a case. End quote of the Tzol Sashul. And therefore, you rip things into rip, just like this, Tzorach Kinuach, we said before, Namachatech. You don't care how big it is. What do you want? Sheyila Harbin Yaros Kinuach. You don't want to throw away the whole roll with one usage. You want 100 usages. But you don't care how big it is, how small it is. It's not mechatech at all. Not mechatech for mida. There's no mida. Mida can either be a certain amount of inches or a certain level of functionality. He tries to bring rias for both sides. Does the binyan Shabbos to this yisod? Kol dugmol shemetzinu b'shas. There's a hakpod on a mida. For example, solid silty. According to the rock, it's a certain measurement, right? Or for example, kotem notza. Take a look. Shabbos ayin dalet amid beis. Take a look at Rabosei. We saw it before. Please look. Kotem notza. We were here already yesterday. We'll see it again now. What's he trying to accomplish over here? What's he trying to do? V'hakotmo, halfway down the wide lines. La'acha shetol shel chotech rosho shiyedak v'roar l'nicho v'kar v'keses. You want to cut dafka at that line, because some of it you want to put into your pillow, and some of it you don't. You want to put the soft part in and leave the hard part out. You don't want hard parts in your pillows. Okay? So too, roshe klutzos. They have to be all the, as what did Rashi say, an ayin hay and beige, shiur shem shavim v'chadin. They have to be not only, you know, smooth, we'll call it sharp, but also equal. Otherwise, all the rods won't be able to work together. And kotem kisen, you have to fit into your teeth, a toothpick. It has to be, it's an intrinsic part of the definition of mechatech. The problem is, Reb Osai, why is the Bir Halacha saying, we just saw, just came from it. Shinchav Bei Sifei. Take a look. Shinchav Bei Sifei. What's the case that he's discussing over here? Watch this. Kagom. We left off. Shechaveiro mevakesh mimenu sheyitin lo me'atim psalim mishalo. Who kotem eizah shir mimenu k'dei litin lo. Eino chinami diyitzuyo b'zelef amim isur daraisa. We read this yesterday also. What's the midah over here? Seems to be no midah whatsoever. Why is there an Issa d'Oraisa? There's no Zeres, right? There's no Mina Tzrichalo. What? Why? Why? Maybe Rav Osei in this case. He says, who called them Eze Shiru Mimenu. What does the shear mean? He, 6 inches. Yeah. We said yesterday in a different context, we thought that maybe the issur of cutting to a particular number of inches is more chomer than cutting to just for the functionality. It's more chomer. If you recall, we mentioned that with respect to Ochlin. Maybe the Mogad Avos, the Rabbi Nichols, Goyim in Nicholsburg. Maybe he held that even though if it's for functionality, it's no mechata for Oakland. If it's a certain measure, there would be. Here too, maybe if it's a certain measure, you don't need a quote, midah ha-srichalah. That's a suggestion that I'm making, a possibility. The Meiri, though, says over on Ayin Dalman Beis, tzarech lemidas tefach. You get an impression, even though it's midas tefach, it also a certain amount, it still has to have some kind of particular function. Well, maybe the bialacha means only in the case of tzrichalo. But look at his lashon. Yitzuyer bezel if amim isad araisis. He's very, very limiting over here. Tzrichalo. My friend needs 4 inches of this material. You know, I don't need it. As long as he needs it, I'm also chai. That's a push-up shot. Maybe that's what it means. Maybe. Now the problem we have in that Rambam from yesterday is a significant problem. The Rambam said, I'm just reading the words we had on the board yesterday. Read it again. Here I am in Perek Mem, Okay. The question is, the Rambam said that if he is cutting for the purpose of hashchasa, things of this nature, then the Rambam says it's potter. Didn't say mutter. By Kotem Kisim, he said, Atev Samim, says mutter. So why over here it's potter, there it's mutter? He suggests over here something interesting. Here, he's cutting on a line, except he's doing it for fun, maybe just to be trained or just to for some silly reason. But he's cutting on a particular line. That's why it's potter, because it's not a tikkun kli. When we saw that, when it comes to mechatech, the ikur is tikkun achefza, not pulas agavra, as we spoke about. It's asa mederabanan. He did a tzura samalach. If you don't care about it at all, you just want the psalm of the fragrance to come out, then it's het agavra. Let's just point that over here in the Sefer Binyan Shabbos as well. Narabosai, another example is given here in Perek Mem Aleph, the beginning, about why Mechatech has to be dafka with the intention. Again, she's skaven lemidas ork of Aropo, v'yachta v'kavana shiyamalach. He repeats it twice. Otherwise, it's not a malach at all. Here's another example to this. And that is in the Magad Mishnah, Rabosai in the Shabbos, Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Beis. A guy makes a kli, Osa Mishambona, Makaba Patish. What if this happens by itself? Right to Magad Mishnah, it's not just the pshat that it's an Eina Meskavim or the Pesik Reisha. No, nothing happened. He didn't do anything. Because the nature is tikkun. So you have to have kavanah l'tikkun. In other words, there's no objective change. Let's go to the malachas. Choreish, zoreya, kotzer, miyamer. There's an objective change. A very significant objective change in the agricultural cycle called sidur the pas. You're leading up from the original plowing to the actual baking of the bread. There's an objective change. But over here, Abosai, you need kavanah as an integral part. And this, he quotes himself in the same as Shvisas HaShabbos on page Yud Zayin, it's in the old pages, which is as follows. That the other malachas, pulaso nikeres, zoreya, kotzer, goes in the mevasho. So it's a malacha. All right. Kaveina meskaven, psik resha, we'll get to those rules as we go. But here the entire malacha is based on tikkun. Lashon the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam said, you throw a coal into the water, and you want the tsarfo, or metal. What's the word for it? When you have metal and you want to, it's very hot, and you throw it into cold water. No, I'm missing the word.
Refining it?
Maybe that's the word. There was a particular word that's used in the English language, which is what they call it, mitzarif.
Smelting?
Maybe. Whatever the word is. If you didn't have that in mind, you're putter. Why are you putter? Says the Magad Mishnah, this is your base. Shakol toli b'kamanaso. Nire. Shakol she'enu miskaven. Ein roi lama b'psik reisha b'chaya. She'enu miskaven. Ein lama locha klal. She'enu rotsu lasem en a kli. Like kotem kisim, peitz alam en gimel. And a coat more like Hans Moshinov, even though it could be the same shape as a toothpick. No! Shakol Shumibne Tikkun Kli, Mishaena Matak no Potter, either hold up Yehuda, the Enem is Gavin is Austin. It's a local din. So the local din applies to Bonek, Binyan, Kalen, and Makar, and Padish, and Mechatech as well. It's the same Yisod. It's the same Yisod, they both say. Very, very, very important. A very important Yisod. Fine. But now we come to a chiddush nifla in the sefer. He's not that many chiddushim, but this is a very big chiddush. We've been saying until now, if you're not machmer al amida, it's not called mechatech. Rav Cohen Shalita suggests, Rav Osai, it's a machlokas Bavli and Yerushalmi.
Wow.
I never would have said this on my own. So look, we know, Rav Osai, that the idea of being makpid al hamida, which as we said in the very beginning, the whole yisod, but being makpid al hamida, otherwise not mechatech. Where does it come from? Where do we find this expression in a makbid al amidu? Where does it come from? So the whole sugya sounds like it's talking about that makbid al amidu, right? Ikapid amishchasa. That's where it comes from. What does Rashi say? L'cholkan b'midu. Right there, the Rav said it's even, each one is a zeres. It's mefurish and Shaz Bavli. As the Yerushalmi never mentioned this condition. Isn't that interesting? Like, I'm not a book in Yerushalmi, I don't bother either, but Yerushalmi, I certainly don't know. The Yerushalmi we saw, I was on the board yesterday. What's the difference between Korea and Mechatech? There were two answers. One's in the middle, one's on the side. And one is hard and one is soft. Right? We saw it yesterday in Yerushalmi. Fine. Why didn't it say? More obvious reason. Mechatech is Makbid al amida, and Korea is not. So when I learned Yerushalmi, I thought, that's obvious. That's obvious. I just want to know in what materials and what parts of the material you have this or that. But he's assuming, believe it or not, he's a nihilist. But according to Yerushalmi, Makbid al amida is not a requirement for the Yisrael of Mechadah. Wow. Polik al Bavli. Wow. Kabbat Amishchasa is the Bavli. Yerushalmi never mentioned it. Can you believe it? That's what he says. It's the following case, Rav Osai. See Yerushalmi? Hada'itza kadmishtia bekuvia. She's weaving. Kadmachia, so there's mesa, there's oreg. Kadmakta benimaya, which means, kshechotchen animin hayotzen meha'orik. You're chopping off those little loose threads that come out of the main body of the woven material. Mishum mechateches. Mechatech. Meshach tizas achutin, meyotzen meha'orik. Chai mishum mechatech. Yeah. But the Bavli doesn't say that. Open to the Bavli, please. Ayin hey, I'm in base. Please turn to the Bavli. Shash Bavli. Halfway out. On my beauty, with a small chesed of Enishma. Haiman de shokil akupi miglimi. What does that mean? What exactly is he doing? Exactly the same thing as the Yerushalmi spoke about. So it appears, Rashi. The shokil akupi roshe chutin hatluyen biyaria. Chayim ishum maka bepatish. Maka bepatish. Not mechatech. So until now we suggested that whatever it's by definition, maka bepatish, that itself knocks it out from mechatech. But that's not what he says. He says, why is it not mechatech? She'eino kotes achutin ayotzen letzorech asiyas midas habegen. Eli puyo lashvaso. According to the Yerushalmi, Yechai Mishum Mechatech. I'm not so convinced that he's right. True, the Yerushalmi will presumably deny this Yisod, that you can't have both. The Yerushalmi will either hold Yechai Mishum Mechatech and Makom B'Patish, or maybe the Yerushalmi will just not at the last level, not Makom B'Patish. But you don't see from here, Lefi Aniyah's Daiti, that the Yerushalmi denies Makbid al Amida. This is also a Mida. The Mida that should be smooth, the same as we had before by Megare close, the same page. She was Shein Shovin Vechadin. So you want the edge of the material to be smooth. I don't see where he brings a riot from here so much. But that's what he suggests. Then he quotes this is his soak from other, a number of other Yerushalmis as well. Now that's what he says. Now, I'm not convinced that he's right, but he does say, even if he is right, we pass like the Bavli, the Rambam, Shechaven the Midas Orko Midas Rochvo, the Yachta the Kavona Shiyam Balach, and the Rabbeinu Hanan. We saw in the Chayin Dalam Beis, Ama ama, b'shem mechatech, all the Rishonim say it, Mordechai, kol davar shadam mechatech, hu makbar al midaso, is mechatech. And the smack says, im eino makbar al midah, oshir, mutter, not potter, rabosai, mutter, mutter. I don't know, says potter, not case. I say, it's a funny case. He really wanted the midah, but he's doing it for the fun of it. Something along those lines. This is what he suggests, a chiddush nifla. But he uses this rabosai to argue. This is in Perek Mem Daled, to argue with Rabbi Karp. Rabbi Karp wrote a long piece of Moshe Mordechai Karp, the author of Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos, refers to it. It's printed at the end of Chelek Daled. It's a mame he wrote in something called Halichos Soda, something like that, where he says, you're not permitted to open a twist-off bottle cap on Shabbos, Mishum Iser Mechatech. And what's the comparison that he gives? He says it's based upon, let me quote it verbatim over here. Can I quote it verbatim from Rav Karp? Watch this. You open it, you unscrew that thing on Shabbos, it's a Shabbos Mechatech, and he quotes it Rav Yashiv. If you open it up, you have to make sure it's completely, totally open from before Shabbos. And he says, it's like Kronos Yotzim Lekan Lekan. It's like Mechatech. The Kronos. See here too, you're not doing a Melacha B'Guf, I told you before. So the Orcha Shabbos said, you're holding on to the top of the bottle cap. Said, come on. But the cutting is being done in the bottom. That's the Tzavos, the Kronos, etc. That's what Rebbe Gash said. The Mahoyis Eben Nechono Poner Shavos. V'yesh the Kronos Yotzim Lekan Lekan on the extremes. V'sitei Es Also B'Shabbos Chayim Eshe Mechatech. Not Makom B'Parash. The Dama the Marchik Ha'or. There you go. It's also Kronos. Says the Finish Shabbos Noraya. Why? Because there you want to make a Midas Ha'Eben. Every stone has to be a certain shape, a certain exact measurement to be able to build a building. The architect wants a bonim of a particular size. Over here, there's no size. You want it to be able to cut it nicely. You shouldn't scratch your hands. Right? That's nothing. The Rishalmi said it's a problem. Because the Rishalmi said if you remove the extra threads from the material, the curtain, Yechayev Mishum Mechatech. This is comparable to the Pkak HaVragah. Yeah, it's Yerushalmi Shita. We don't pass it that way. Whoa. He didn't just take the say Shtikl Torah. He wanted to use the Shtikl Torah to fight with Rabbi Yoshev. Hey. That's, a little scary. So my guess of Yoshev responded, come on. Bring right for Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi gave reasons. It was obvious to Yerushalmi Makbal Amida. It's one that I know, it's hard or soft, or the middle or the extremes, where you're chayim. But they assumed it. But he says, no, the Yerushalmi denies it. Quite a fascinating nekuda over here. Fascinating. So too, Rabosai, he says again, in this is Perek Mem Tes, quotes again from Rabbi Karp about the bottle cap. He says, no, the bottle cap is mutter, there's no issue of mechatech. No, you're not makbid on any particular midah. The midah was done already from before. He's removing the ring. It's no problem. Then he has added another verse, which is fascinating. Mechatech, you cut in the middle of one item. That's true. In the case of the Gemara, it's a piece of leather, and you're making a strip in the middle of the piece of leather. With me so far? That's called mechatech. However, what happens if there are two items and you separate one from the other? That's not mechatech. This would be a very critical issue. Again, a chiddush. That's not mechatech. How does he know? He knows, Rabosai, we have this concept as follows. Read what it says over here. Take a look at Rabosai, first in Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. That's what we're holding. You okay? Shabbos Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look. Rabbi said, look with me together. The fifth wide line. Tana Rabbana. Hatolesh es haknaf akotmo v'amorto chayv sholosh chatos. How so? Tolesh mishem gozitz. Kote mishem mechatech. Memaret mishem memachek. What do all these things mean? Rashi. How does Rashi explain all these things? What's going on over here? Hatolesh es haknaf. Notes the gadola min knaf ha'of. Pull a big feather off the wing of the bird. Okay? Hakotmo says Rashi. The achash et tosho, chotech rosho, shudak v'ronich of the karavakeses. You take away the top, which is soft, and can be put into a new pillow, and separate from the harder part. V'amorto, look at this now. What's morto? The tzad's novel, shukoshe, more tzaro mikano mikan, umashlich hakone, v'nos naseh v'karvakeses. So it's mamachik, it's smoothing out. Question becomes, why is this also mechatech? What's going on over here? What are you doing all this? So he quotes over here, Rashi. Where is this Rashi, Rabosai? I'm just reading from the Sefer over here. Uver Rashi achakach. He says, quote, the gamen akona ore kovoim, the ose kovoim mikanfe of below seir. It's memachek. You want it to be smooth. Akati tema, yes. Amayin l'chayev al-murita saseir mi'akone mishum mechatech. You're separating the hair from the kone itself, from the feather. Mechatech. Makbe l'hafrit davar mesuyim shetzorach lo. Ukshem shamafrit es achelik harach shel anotza itself. The soft part of the feather itself. From the hard part. It's mechatech. So too, when you separate the hair from the kone, should also be mechatech. The muchach mizeh, the mikavan chaseh who dover nifrit mea kone. The hair is something separate. Not like the soft feather. The soft feather is part of the hard feather. But the hair is something separate and unique, different. Nika b'fnei atzmo, k'le morto enter back part of the why? What's mechatech? She yotzer midah chadash leizah chayvitz. That's tikkun kelim. Avak she midah sa chayvitz for asuya v'nikeres before Shabbos. Nimsa she eino ose shem tikkun midah. And he quotes over here from the Meiri, "Sha'acha shehushvis to the midasa, ein ba'od mishum mechatech, sharei nase hakol." He quotes us back in Perek. We're now in Perek Nun. He quotes us back in Perek Mem Vav. He says, this is the Evan. Ein ba'od mishum mechatech. Sharei nasa hakol. It's already been done. Just lenoi to make it pretty. That's a Gemara Malach. That's a very important yisod. He quotes from many pasuk. This is a very big yisod. A big yisod. Now, this Nakuda Rabosai quoted from the Yireim. The Urayim, based on the Gemara, and that's turned from Ayin Dalet to Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. We came from there, we were there before, let's go back there again. Please turn, Rabos, if you can. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Kuf Mem Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara talks here about Tarfa da Asa. What does that mean? Hi Tarfa da Asa Asr. Some say Marze, Zereshem Yiktom. So Rashi says, what is this, Rav Osai? Tarfa da Asa. Well, it's Ola Shal Hadas B'neka V'chavet She'ola Osu Kamarze, like a spout. V'yayin Zav Derech Shav. Zereshem Marze, Shem Yochid Marze. It's not really a Marze, it looks like one. Shem Yiktom, here. Ha'ola Min Ha'onov. Became in the Katme, Havala Kimitakin Kli, Beitzalam Megillah, we saw it earlier. Lachas Boshinov, Leit Temenov, and Kotno Chayav Chatos. Why? Tikkun Kli, Makab Apatish. Why is there no Chiyav Mechatech? Why is there no Chiyav Mechatech? The answer is, Rabosai, it was just said a minute ago, you're two separate items. When you separate the Oler from the Onof, it's two separate items. Two separate items. You cut one from the other. There is no Easter of Mechatek. Mechatek only if it's one item. The Arayan here says no. Shem Yikto means Shem Yitaken es ha'ola l'midas ha'nekev yischayim ha'shem Mechatek. Oh, that's Mechatek. After you took the leaf which was already severed, and now you make it a certain shape to fit into the hole to go make a spout, fine. But the removal of the leaf from the stem, by definition, is not mechadach. He mentioned mechadach, not about this particular case. Why not? He says it's two separate items. Two separate items. You separate one from the other. There's no issa mechadach. That's it, finished. Is an interesting example, which is topical, Rav Osai. A sukkahs example. A sukkahs example. Do you ever see people that there's a problem, they need to use a leaf, if you will, of the lulav in order to make a tie around it? They rip one off, and they make a tie around it. So the poskim say it's permissible. Mutal litlosh ola shalula biyantif. They're Legos, bro. The Shari Tshuva, tough fresh Nun Aleph. Fine. Those who don't allow it, the Vasiyas Kli, that's the Tosevas Bikurma, the Bikur Yaakov, the Baruch Haner. Why not Mechatech? Why not Mechatech? The answer is, Kol Ole Omeid V'nika B'fnei Atzmo, U'midoso Asuya L'gemura, Nibshat Kli Shirak L'tzorach Afrodas Ha'ole V'lo L'shem Yitziras Midoso, nothing to do with Mechatech. What a remarkable idea. And he applies this same rule, Rabosai, to the Psichas Pkak plastic. He says another reason why it's on Mechatech. Because the Pkak is Dava Nifrod V'nika V'fneyatzo. We said before it was made sort of as one, but yeah, but it's mostly severed. It's viewed as a separate item. That's what he says. And he goes further and says, this is in Siv Beis in the same piece, page Reish Tzadi Dalet, quote the Rambam and the Yontif. This is very important, the big fight over here. Shtei Kelim, Shtei Mechubarim, Tchilas HaSiyosan, Shtei Nero, Shtei Kopsos, Ein Potsimus on the Shnayim. Why? Mitaken Kli. The Rabbanan. So then the Rabbanan. Why is that mechatech? Machped l'afri b'mogam mesuyam. What's the answer? We said before. Kol kos midaso kvar asuyam v'nikeres. So he says. So too, meforek niyoros. We just saw we spent so much time on that. So s'chai mishum korea. Why not mechatech? The answer is, because it's separate items. What we saw before, Zug min alayim, about the shoes, the Ramon about the shoes. What do you worry about? Akabe patish, korea, what a mechatech? The answer is no. Each shoe is discernible. Why is this relevant, Rabosa? Why is this relevant? Gentlemen, who's ever been in Eretz Yisrael? Who spent time in Eretz Yisrael? Who's ever bought leaven in Eretz Yisrael? Huh? Everybody leaven? How's leaven come? Comes in a cup, right? You buy one? By a single one?
They're broken apart.
They're common twos. Even I've seen this. Even here, some common twos. You see, they come in. You see, go to a store, a super soul, only by 11. Yeah, take two. And, you know, I don't know if they can be able to separate them. No, the price bar, you know, computer. You have to buy two. May you sever them on Shabbos. 11. What do you say? So he says over here, what do you do? Shlemazam is in its mutter. Because mechadet is when you make a bida chadasha. These gviye haleben, it's already in the kerosene before. No problem. I'm told over Yoshev asked it. Mechadet. He didn't go for any of these farms. It's mechadet. So, if you buy leben, Rabbi Osai, if you remember to take it off before Shabbos, separate one from the other, that'd be ideal. Mikra then, it sounds like he's right. Sounds like it's a good svarla kula. Rabosai, as I mentioned the very first day of the year, on Thursday, we try to talk a little bit about the Parashat Shavua. I don't always do it, and I apologize when I don't do it, but today I'm resolving to do it. I'm going to stop the Gemara Shia now, talk about the Parsha. And Mr. Shem on Sunday, the Siyata Deshmaya, she is 11:30, we're going to talk about the new Malach. The Malach of Kosev, I think you all have Arama Kamas. It's a very, a whole new, a new, totally new world. A very important world, I'll say, which we'll see. But we try to avoid matters which is lumpish as they are, not lemaisa, lemaisa. We just can't afford to, given the time constraints. You think, Kosev, I never wrote in my life. Why am I talking about Kosev for? I don't write anything. Patience. You'll see that it affects every one of you. You don't believe me? Come on Sunday, I'll tell you. I want to discuss a little bit about the Parsha Shavua. The Parsha of Osai is Parsha's Noach. We all know, we read it three times. Ela told us Noach is Tzadik, Hamavayim B'Doros. Noach, exemplary figure, Tzadik. Unfortunately, that's not such a happy ending. Vayochol Noach Isha Adama Vayita Korin. Starts as an Isha Tzadik and ends up as an Isha Adama. Not such a, start off much better than that. The Medrash says, we should contrast Moshe Rabbeinu to Noach. The word Ish is also found with respect to Moshe Rabbeinu two times. It starts off at the beginning of Parashat Shmos. Ish Mitzri Hitzilanu Mi'an Aro. Lowly title, Ish Mitzri. And yet, you read, less than a week ago, Zol Sabracha. Who knows the whole first passage? Zol Sabracha. Asher Berach Moshe Nu Ish Elokim. Woo! Woo! It's like it reminds me of the, they have these trams, going up and going down, Moshe Rabbeinu is going from Ish Mitzri to Ish Elokim. He passes off on the way down, going from Ish Tzadik to Ish Adam. So the Meshech Chochma has a pshat. Not just stop and play on words, Ish four times. It's Me'inyon, there's a contrast between the two. And I'm going to say it his way, but I'm going to add a little twist of my own. But the problem with Noach, this is a Yiddish expression that's used. Noach was a tzaddik in pelts. You don't know what a pelts is? What's a pelts? Nobody knows what a pelts means. No one speaks Yiddish these days. A pelts? A fur coat. Remember, Rav Dov Lichtenstein used to wear pelts. It was a winter coat. It was a fur. Woo! Maybe he got it from Europe. It was really cold, in Lithuania. Woo! A pelts. I mean, it keeps the warmth in. Noach is criticized by some of the Svarim for not spending enough time in what we'll call today outreach. It's true. When they came to him, Rashi says, they asked, what are you doing? He said, I'm building a table. Why? Is it going to be a marble? He did that. But apparently didn't spend enough time. He's more concerned about himself. That's what the Bali Musa explained. So you think, oh, Adrava, a person who's focused on himself, he's going to be reached the highest Madrega, as opposed to someone who is so busy with other people doing good there. A do-gooder, was it Leo DeRoche who said, nice guys finish last? Emes? No, Leo DeRoche? Peltzes on Leo DeRoche. Part of the cattle when I was growing up. Okay? What's it, the Giants, I think? Something like that. There used to be a baseball Giants in New York. Yeah, right here. Holograph, 2 blocks away from him. He was said, nice guys finish. It'll be tough. You'll be a nice guy. No, he's working for himself. No, at the end of the day, he felt he ended up becoming an Isha Adama, became a drunken farmer. Why did he pick on grapes to prep it? Chazal are critical. He should have first planted wheat. But he wanted to know. And how can he blame Noah? Guess what he went through? He went through a Holocaust. The whole world was destroyed. So a guy drinks afterwards. He goes to the bottle. I mean, that's what goes on today. we have an understanding of these people. They went what they went through. How can we judge? See, he went to the bottle. Moshe Rabbeinu is an Ish Mitzri. Here I'm saying a little bit different than the Meshach HaKadosh. Ish Mitzri Tzilonu Miyad HaRoen. Who is this Moshe Rabbeinu? He was the ultimate do-gooder. The true Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from Egypt. They had no choice. He could have locked himself up in the Beis Medrash and learned Yom HaVelayla. The office already had the Torah. I could have become the Gadol HaDor. No. He goes to Midian. He sees 7 damsels in distress. He saw a number of them. And there's some tough dudes trying to rough him up. And he goes, oh, he's not on the road. He sees somehow scares away these motorcycle gang. And he saves these girls who are being attacked. A do-gooder, nice guy. Finished last. Chalila v'chas. Moshe Rabbeinu is dafka the one who was sent all the way to Ishalokim. And I want to say first, bedafka. Bedafka because Moshe Rabbeinu is concerned with others. He reached our level of Ishalokim. Chazal say, in the Medrash, that there were 2 leaders. The 2 leaders, they were both shepherds. U'mosheh yaroes tzon kosno. And Medrash tells in Shmos how Moshe Rabbeinu was careful to make sure that each and every sheep be taken care of, and if he couldn't walk, he'd carry it on his shoulders. Oops, a nice guy is carrying sheep on his shoulders. He's going to become a Talmud Chacham. Are you kidding? Who's the other shepherd? You know?
No.
David HaMelech. David HaMelech was so careful. He took the ones who had the better teeth, that they should first have the rougher grass and the 3 different stages of the grazing to make sure that no one should be hurt from his flock. Pilei Ploy. Yeah, finish last. These are the leaders that Kadosh Baruch Hu chose. To be a proper leader, to be a proper Ish Elokim, to be a proper individual in Klal Yisrael, you have to care for others. Moshe cared for animals. He cared for non-Jewish people. He ended up being Ish Elokim. The Meshach HaKadosh is Yisod, Rabbi Osai. He's Yisod for each and every one of us. Every person in this room is under certain pressures. That's the nature of our institution. It's great pressure. We'll call it professional school pressure. Resume building pressure. I know some of the pressures that we don't have to talk about too much. Yeah, pressures. So you got to take care of yourself. And it's true, Chayecha Kolman. Your parents are paying big tuition bucks over here. And then when you come out of here, you should have something to show for it. To be able to go weiter. To be able to pay off the debts that they put on you to get through this place. Whatever the case may be. And then the person will say to himself, I'm too busy. I can't think of anybody else. Chayecha Kolman. And there's some truth to that. There is. There's some truth to that. can't say it's a completely false concept. But at the same time, a proper balance has to be struck. There are many opportunities in this noble institution for Gemilas Chasam, helping someone else with a piece of Gemara, helping him in his religious observance, helping him in a math class or a science class. Well, stop giving him a smile, a pat on the back. These are all important activities. And people should not be too wrapped up in themselves. It's dangerous. Chalila v'chas, as we saw from the Meshech Chochmah, a person is completely consumed with his own progress and doesn't look enough around him, try to be of help when he can. Chalila can end up in Isha Adam. He becomes so self-absorbed to end up with the bottle. Chmar al-Islam. Chas v'shom. Whereas a person like Moshe Rabbeinu, who put his own interests and pursuits aside to take care of sheep, and take care of damsels in distress, and ultimately take care of Klal Yisrael, he rose to the highest level of Ish Elokim. If it's difficult for any individual to strike a proper balance, how much more so is it difficult for Jewish leaders and Torah leaders specifically? The famous Maamar Chazal, the Haftorah we're going to read in a few weeks, Sefer Bereishis. The Torah Yavakshu Mipiyu. To whom do you go to Mevakash Torah? Ki Malach Hashem Tzvokosu. So Chazal have an expression which is scary. Im do maharav le Malach Hashem Tzvokos, yivakshu Torah mipiyu. Otherwise not. If the Rebbe is like, don't understand my Shia. If the Rebbe is like a Malach Hashem Tzvokos, then you have to ask, otherwise, no. So, what's pshat? How can no human being is like a Malach Hashem Tzvokos? What's going on over here? So the Hafla has a remarkable interpretation. It's in his introduction, I think, to the Sefer HaMakdim. Writes as follows. We get another Haftorah we're going to be reading later on in Shabbos Chanukah. Okay? After Sukkot, the next Yom Tov is Chanukah. That's it. For the Satin Chol Mahalchim Ben Ha'om Devo Eile. This is not Nero Sukharia. He sees these Malochim. I'll give you a mahalchim and omen demelech. So the first should explain. Human beings are mahalchim. They're going up or going down. And as someone else put it in a more stark fashion, life is a down escalator. If you're not going to go up, you're going to go fall down. And the Gemara said it on a pasuk in Mishlei. We're learning Shulchan Aruch Chaim, right? It's been holding a whole year. Aruch Chaim. What's the pasuk about? I don't know what the pasuk is in Mishlei Aruch Chaim. Can finish the pasuk? Nobody? Ora chayim lemala lemaskil leman sur mishol mata. Correct the grow. Just stay in the same one place. Lemala lemaskil. You have to. The way of life is going all the way up for a maskil to avoid what sur mishol mata. Go down to the Netherlands. All the way to the bottom. What? Stay where you are. I go no. Doesn't work that way. If you don't go up, you're gonna go down. Life is a down escalator. If you don't go up, you're gonna go down. Human beings are mahalchim. They're going up or they're going down. As I've said in the past, when you want to evaluate an individual, the most important thing is which direction are they going. Where they are, it doesn't matter that much where they're going. Oh. So we're called mahalchim. We're going up or going down. Malachim, by contrast, are called omdim. Pasuk says, Srafim omdim imalom. An angel can't go higher, can't go lower. He's where he is. Says the Pinchas Horowitz, Bala Flo Amakna. Some rabbis are so concerned, appropriately, with their advancement in Torah knowledge that they just don't have the time for Talmidim. How can you blame them? They're busy, they're wrapped up Yom HaVelayah and HaSmod, they're learning all the time. That's the Gemara according to this interpretation. It's very nice, but maybe you shouldn't go to that Rebbe. Why? Because he's not Dovah L'malach Hashem Kesomah. He's a Mahalach, he's not an Omeid. The Rebbe should be an Omeid, like Moshe Rabbeinu, not like Noah. He should be ready to close his Gemara and take care of the needs of the Talmidim, whatever they may be. The needs of their own, not only, I don't understand, Rebbe, what did the Mishnah Berurah say? There could be other needs, all kinds of personal needs, whatever they may happen to be. The Rebbe has to take care of the Talmidim. That's his job, that's his job description. Not just a professor. A professor, he imparts knowledge and walks away. You can't have a relationship with a professor. If the Rebbe is that way, maybe you really shouldn't be Mevakeh Shtar Mipiv. But it's a punchline of us. If you look carefully in the Hamakta. At the end of the day, the Rebbe who is Doma L'malach Hashem Tzvokos, who is an Omeid, means he's going to stop his lifelong quest for more and deeper knowledge. He's going to stop. Get off what we might call the fast track of intellectual pursuits. I'm getting off. I'm taking care of somebody. Someone needs this. Someone needs that. Whatever someone needs. Kadosh Baruch Hu is a bracha. That individual, whoo, he'll reach the highest possible level, higher than anybody else. I remember once I was at a dinner from the Sifta Tiferes Yerushalayim, many, many years ago. Rav Moshe was still alive. So someone, Rav Moshe was too sick to be there. So the speaker said, this is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was such, Rav Moshe's reverence said, in Yiddish, my man is a shikker. My husband's a drunkard. He's talking about Dorach Yishadam, he's a car. As a shikker for Torah. He's drunk over to, he can't live without Torah. He just, not the bottles, the Gemara. He's learning all the time. He can't go without learning. If somebody needed a favor, who was the greater Baal Chesed? Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe was a certain individual who needed letters in Russian and had no one to read the letters for him. Rav Moshe came from Russia. He took time out to read letters in Russian for some Lower East Side resident who had no shaykhs to as a chesed. That's just one small example. Rav Moshe, he went all over the everywhere to help people. He said over this part for the Pinchas Horowitz. And that's true, Rav Moshe. He was an Oymed. He stopped. Came the greatest of all. His name was Taka Moshe. Ishalukim. He was like Noach. He was drunk for Torah, not for the battle. He became Ishalukim. So you and I are very, very far from Rav Moshe, and we're certainly far from Moshe Rabbeinu, and we're far from all the heroes that we mentioned. But we can try to strike a balance. Yes, we have to take care of our own business. We should try to pass all our classes. Try to come to Shia. Try to have a night seder. Do all the good things. But Rav Moshe himself is the one who paskin. It's printed in his forehead. A gevir. One day, I hope at least some of you will become gevir. And hopefully all you'll make a living. You'll make enough money to give 10% of your money to tzedakah. Also based on Sefer Bereishis. Aser HaSrenaloch. Rav Moshe says you give 10% of your time to Yeshiva Bracha to help somebody who knows less than you. He wasn't talking about Yeshiva University. Talking about Yeshiva, they're just learning Yom HaVelayah. They have more time. The guy is, I don't know, I'll just draw out a number. He's learning 10 hours a day. So 1 hour you learn with someone, what do you call Kiruv, outreach, or whatever level it happens to be. You don't have to leave the premise of this institution to do Kiruv, someone doesn't know. There's those JSS program, the other program, high school. There's plenty of opportunities that he tells you no less than you. I don't know how. I know so little, you'll say. We all know little. We all know little. But so what? Share some of your time a little bit. Maybe 10%, whatever it may be, with someone who knows less. Now, in the Fiani Society, the 10% is all inclusive. It includes your chesed and what you're doing for others. Your commodity, you have no money. Your commodity is time. So Rav Moshe gave a fascinating psak. 10% of the time. For others, You still gotta go 90% for yourself. You have to. That's what you're here for. So I give you all the bracha. We should learn the lessons of Parshas Noach based upon the beautiful Pshat of Meshech Chochma. Each and every one of you should use your potentials to grow yourselves and to help others grow. And by helping others grow, get a bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to grow yourself even more. Good Shabbos.